From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Coast Guard officials seeking public comment to review the potential establishment of regulated navigation areas at the harbor entrance bars to Crescent City Harbor, Humboldt Bay, Noyo River, and Morrow Bay. Officials are seeking feedback and recommendations from local mariners regarding the establishment of those navigation areas at the Northern California Harbor Bar entrances. The regulated navigation areas would create bar closure conditions as well as regulate vessel bar transits during hazardous conditions for all recreational, commercial fishing, and passenger vessels. The comment period has been extended until March 30th. Another Humboldt County Budget Roadshow is happening this week. It takes place on the 22nd, 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Willow Creek Community Services District. It's at 135 Willow Road in Willow Creek. You can learn more about the county budget. Also, there will be agencies represented there, including the Sheriff's Office, DHHS, District Attorney, Probation, Planning and Building, and Public Works. Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies probing an incident, an assault with a deadly weapon, happened on the 70 block of Mill Street in Point Arena. Upon arrival there, they contacted a 61-year-old man who was getting medical treatment at the scene for multiple stab wounds. Police found out that the man and his wife had been traveling along the Mendocino coast. They pulled over their vehicle to get some sleep. At some point, a man walked up to the car, opened the vehicle, and stabbed the man repeatedly. That story didn't hold true. Apparently, deputies determined that the adult male and his spouse, Sandra Tsai, were parked in the vehicle in the area of the Point Arena Pier at around 4 a.m. And around that time, Tsai began to repeatedly stab an adult male with an object while he was asleep in a vehicle. And at some point during the attack, the adult male was able to disarm Tsai. Both that male and Tsai left the location in their vehicle and called 911 for medical assistance after arriving in the area. Tsai taken to the Mendocino County Jail in lieu of $30,000 bail. 2 years ago, the Arcata Police Department re-implemented a juvenile diversion program in partnership with Northern Humboldt Unified School District, made possible with Measure Z funding. Well, now they're taking a look at what those numbers have been able to do. The goal was to have the juvenile diversion program reduce juvenile crime by 50%. Since the program was restored, juvenile diversion counselors have managed to serve 169 middle and high school students, 48 cases being law enforcement referrals that would have otherwise entered the juvenile justice system. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.